821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, out of where we stand, there's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust, here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting. But they are, however, our opinions as we interpret from the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Didn't let you finish, brother.
Couldn't wait, could you?
It's just not right.
Well, I noticed you're sitting on the edge of the seat, too.
I am. I'm ready.
You're ready to go.
It's just not right for me not to interrupt you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was bad
manners. Oh, no. Not when you're not for pastors. They interrupt pastors and women. Remember this.
Oh, okay.
They have a right to not only interrupt, but to change their mind.
Yeah, and take over.
Don't forget that. Of course.
All right, then. Okay.
How are you today, brother?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm looking here at this cellular device.
Uh-huh.
We're ready to receive messages, text,
phone
emails,
calls.
Phone calls. How would folks do that? How
well,
would they reach
us? Let's take one at a time.
You could
call us at 789-0318.
Yes, sir.
606-789-0318. You can email us. Now, I'm counting these on my finger, by the way.
Of course you are.
You can email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com if you'd like to do that. We're live on Facebook, so you can check that out at God's Point of View.
Amen.
If you'd like to. And also, if you'd like to text or get in touch with the great Scott.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
And confidentially and all that kind of good stuff, 606-367-0137.
You got it, brother.
You had confidence in me.
I have confidence
in you.
It's just
nodding your head before
I got
done.
I didn't interrupt you. Maybe you ought to pan. Can you pan the phone?
I'll try.
Around so folks can see
all
that
right,
we've got the
here.
Picture up on the wall.
Let's see here. Here we go.
Yeah.
I hope that gets it right
well,
there.
Well, let's see. I don't see it in the. I'm looking at it.
All right. Well, let's turn it around here a little bit more. Let's just do it this way.
Yeah.
This is fun to do right here.
Still don't see it. Go the other way.
Well, it has to be there.
Oh, it has to be there?
I would think.
All right.
That's just showing me. So.
Yeah.
See, it has to be there.
All right.
Okay.
I see it now. I'm blind in one eye. I can't see out of the other. You know that.
Me and you both.
So,
would that be the blind leading the blind?
I think it would be.
Okay. All right.
And be careful around ditches. So, our brother Ray Reeder donated that. We made a comment about the phrase on the back of the ambulance that said, "In God we trust," and he's a great photographer and took that picture and donated it to God's Point of View.
And the good thing about this is the eagle that is in that photo is one of the eagles that's at Paintsville Lake.
Come on, I'd forgotten that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's one of our local eagles. He gets some really great shots of those eagles.
I love
he
it.
Got some babies, I think, over there, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
So that's kind of our theme picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a theme song, and that's our theme picture.
There you go.
And now you're going to crop it, is that what it's called, or cut it and put it on the
I'm going to try
Facebook
to do
page?
Something with it.
All righty, then.
We'll see how that works out.
Several years ago, on the 25th day of October.
Okay.
Back, actually, about 20 years ago.
Oh.
U.S. News and World Report. You thought they were out of business, didn't you, brother?
Well, we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We?
U.S. News and World Report.
Okay.
Ask a question, and this was the cover story. And here it is. Four words in form of a question.
Okay.
Is the Bible true?
Is the Bible true? That
is
was 20 years ago?
The Bible true.
Hmm.
And so the subcaption, would that be called a subcaption? I guess it would be. Subtitle,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Subtitle.
Said, new discoveries offer surprising support for key moments in the Scriptures.
Hmm.
Now, you would think that that little excerpt on the part of U.S. News and World Report would be in favor of these new discoveries, and that they'd come to the conclusion the Bible's true. But that you'd be wrong if you thought that, because they didn't believe that.
Really?
No. They were just asking the question to get people's attention, I guess, and to buy the magazine.
Buy the magazine, yeah.
Anyway, we have a question about that.
Is the Bible true?
The Bible true?
Huh?
Yeah, I thought this was a pretty good setup here.
Well, I mean, that is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know unless you ask?
No, I was talking about my setup. I thought that was a good segue into it. Yeah,
that is a good segue. I stole your thunder. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. But I won't let you forget it.
I know you won't.
Is the Bible true, or is it a fairy tale?
Could be.
So many people think it's a fairy tale. They believe that the Bible is nothing more than a collection of nice little stories.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard this before.
Yeah, we all have. We've been in the church any length of time and talked to people about the Word of God and about the Bible and had interest in their soul and trying to help them get to heaven. Oftentimes people will say that, it's just a book of fairy tales. You really can't believe it. And yet the Bible, for those of us who know the Bible and have experienced the Christian life, we know that the Bible has been the most impactful book ever known to mankind.
Absolutely.
From the book of Genesis all the way through to Revelation. It's the story about, and when I say story, I don't mean a fairy tale story.
Yeah.
I mean it is the story, the history of Jesus Christ redeeming mankind.
Yes.
All of history is his story.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that, Timotheus?
Yes.
History, his story. That's what history is.
His story.
Yes, it's his story. The Bible is the greatest book of literature the ages has ever known, although it wouldn't be categorized only as a literature book. The Bible is also a book of science, but it's not really a science book. It covers so many different things.
It does.
And it's also been banned, burned, mocked, ridiculed, and defamed.
Yeah, but it's true, very true. But it hasn't really slowed it down any, because it's always going to be there.
No,
the Word of God will always be there.
Always be there. Still the number one bestseller, even though the prince of this world,
Satan,
Genesis 3:1-5, has done everything he could do to have the Bible kicked out of schools, magazines, universities, radio, television. We're a testimony to the fact that the Bible is true because his word is still being proclaimed on the airwaves, and we're doing that right now.
Absolutely.
After all this time, the Bible is still true.
But Satan has had some success.
He has had much success.
Yep.
Yes. You see that a lot with kids, the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when children are taught that our ancestors crawled out of the ocean eons ago, and that we have evolved into what we are today, when scientists, people who are educated, academics, they ought to know better, but they view stories like Noah in the ark as mythological.
Yep.
Didn't really happen. Here's the saddest part of that. The world has always rejected God, but many in the church today are doing the same thing. There are churches, mainline denominations they once were, that are rejecting the Word of God and changing the Word of God to suit their own cultural norms.
Well, it was interesting, even last night, our brother J.R. had a message last night at church, and in his, where he got his stats from, he said 27% of Christians did not know the book of Jonah was in the Bible.
Yeah, didn't surprise me.
And I thought, how do you not know that? Anyway.
Yeah.
It kind of relates to what you're talking
about. Sure it does. It does indeed. The Bible is not a fairy tale. I want to be very careful that I say that emphatically. The Bible is not a fairy tale. The Bible is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. Peter tells us in 2 Peter, the first chapter, that holy men of God were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
They led them and guided them.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly three quarters of a million words to Moses in the Bible in perfect harmony.
Yes.
From start to finish.
Written, say, in some cases, written hundreds of years apart.
Yes. Yeah. Now, some folks will like to be picayune-ish about some things.
Picayune-ish?
Picayune-ish, yeah. That's an old,
that was a word.
That's old Carter County, Kentucky
word. Oh, okay.
Word.
Okay, all right.
And they'll look at one translation, then they'll look at another translation, and because it's translated a little differently, they'll try to find fault with it.
Mm-hmm.
But a honest, in-depth study of the Word of God will show you that the Bible is harmonious all the way through. What kind of book that man could write would have the continuity of the Bible?
No, not going to happen.
Just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so God, who's the author of it, who oversaw the writing of it, over 40 authors, over 1,500 year span of writing it, the word I like to use sometimes, I haven't used it in a while, the historicity.
Mm.
That's a $3 word.
I like that
word. Yeah, I like that word. Yeah. The historicity of the Bible has been confirmed by biology.
Mm-hmm.
By genealogy,
mm-hmm.
by astronomy,
mm-hmm.
There's no conflict with any of these areas. The archaeologist Spade has proven the Bible to be true over and over. Things like the Dead Sea Scrolls, things like inscriptions that have been found throughout the last 500 years by the archaeologist Spade, that has proven that... for instance, Pontius Pilate was a Judean governor. His inscription has been found on coins.
Yeah.
They've recently found, Timotheus, don't know if you saw this the other day in the news, they found remains, skeletal remains of men who appear to have been crucified like the Bible says that Jesus was.
Wow. But
they can show the marks in their hands and their feet.
But they have not found Jesus' body.
No, his body is not here.
It's not here.
Well, the church is his body, of course.
Yeah, but his literal body is not here.
Absolutely not.
Well, you were talking just a minute ago, and before I forget this.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about scientists says there's no way possible that things could happen like they say in the Bible. Just because we don't know it doesn't mean it can't happen. Do we want to serve a God that we understand completely, that we know everything about him and how he does everything? Would that be a great God?
Not my God.
Not mine.
J.B. Phillips wrote a book several years ago to skeptics.
Mm.
And in the book, the title of the book was the thesis of the book, Your God is Too Small.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big Godder.
Yeah.
Not a little godder.
Yeah.
I'm a big godder.
Big godder.
Yeah. And so the Bible tells us things like the crucifixion would happen to Jesus 1,000 years before it ever happened.
Yeah.
And not only 1,000 years before it happened, but before it was ever invented.
Yeah. I mean, even the Garden of Eden, it was talked about.
Talked about his death.
Yeah.
But the crucifixion.
The crucifixion itself.
Yeah, that's in Psalm 22.
Yeah.
They pierced my hands and my feet.
Yeah.
Well, see.
That was a few years before that happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the greatest proof, I think, that the Bible is not a fairy tale is the countless number of lives that have been changed over the millennia.
Absolutely.
There was an atheist in London many years ago. His last name was Hughes. I can't remember his first name right now, but he was mouthing off about how the Bible wasn't true, and he could bring 100 witnesses to testify that the Bible wasn't true and challenge somebody to take him up on it for them to bring 100. And so one old brother spoke up and said, I'll bring 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day of the debate, they were going to have a debate, Hughes showed up and had nobody with him. But the Christian man brought 100 Christian men, and they testified what Christ had done for them. And things like this, Timotheus and friends listening, drug addicts have been cured by the Bible. Homosexuals have been set free by the Bible. Derelicts and deadbeats transformed by the Bible.
Amen.
Hardened criminals reformed by the Bible. Sinners rebuked by it and hatred turned to love by it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need more of this kind of understanding of the Bible. I don't care how many people tell you it's a fairy tale. No Cinderella or Snow White or Seven Dwarfs story will ever change people's lives. They're a good little story.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't have any lasting change.
Amen. Amen.
Only the Bible, the Word of God.
And if people are keeping trying to tell you that these fairy tales, you better go. You better get away.
Well, drop the truth on them before you get away.
True. That's yeah. right. That's right.
I can't resist. I have to tell them the truth.
Not you, great God.
I do. I do now. So 7890318. Maybe some folks would like to comment on the things we have said thus far.
Well, maybe they've experienced that for themselves.
Sure. Wouldn't that be great to get a testimony about that today?
7890318 or godspointofview@yahoo.com, whichever you prefer.
Amen.
We'd love to hear from you.
Many years ago. I keep going back many years ago, don't I?
Well, that's because you haven't lived your forward years.
I haven't lived my forward
so
years.
So you have to go back.
But I guess I'm living my forward years today because tomorrow will be my today.
That's true.
Or yesterday. So
now that we're all confused.
Years ago, we might ought to show the picture of the eagle again. Many years ago, a little girl, her name was Corey.
I like that name.
I like the name Corey.
Yep.
And used to know a lady years ago, worked out at Walmart by the name of Corey. She was a fine lady. I guess, Corey, if you're still there, I don't mean to talk about you like you're gone. But
best he can remember.
Yeah. Corey's a little girl, and she was asking all kinds of probing questions about Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're in the holiday season
we're
already.
We're getting there, brother. Yeah.
I saw over at the Ramada putting up their Christmas stuff the other day.
Yes, sir.
Next Thursday, of course, will be Thanksgiving, and I don't know about you, Timothis, but I won't be here next Thursday, so we'll play a best of, maybe.
That sounds like a winner to me.
And six grandchildren will take up much of my time, and you've got four or five.
I've got four.
So, but anyway.
Looking forward to it.
This is not a stretch, I don't think, to talk about Christmas here in November, but
no.
Just a week before Thanksgiving. No. And because it proves the point. It makes the point that we're trying to make here today. She's asking all kinds of questions about Santa Claus, and she's 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we went through this with our youngest, not our youngest grandson, but our middle grandson, Joe, about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And finally had to tell him.
Now, he used to be the youngest, but he's not anymore.
He used to be, but he's not anymore.
Harrison took care of
Harrison
that.
Harrison took care of that. Harrison, L-U-K-E, Harrison Luke.
Yep. They had to get that U-K in there somewhere.
Why, of course. In his bedroom, he's got that L, and then the U and the K is exaggerated, you know, capitalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's daddy's doing.
Oh, you know it is. Anyway, her dad went in, sat down on the bed with her, and said, honey, let me talk to you now. He said, the story of Jesus is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Santa is just pretend.
No, wait a minute.
And he told her that to Moses. That's him talking now.
Mm-hmm.
He told her how the legend started from a generous man by the name of St. Nicholas back about the second or third century, and how that there was no real Santa Claus, and how that it didn't come down the chimney and all, and the gifts were really from mom and dad. I mean, he laid it all out there, you know, telling her what he thought about it.
Mm.
Well, the little girl's mother was standing at the door on the outside listening. And she was concerned how the little 8-year-old would handle it.
Yeah.
And she was pleased, however, when she went in and found out the little girl took it pretty well.
Hmm.
And when her dad was finished, the little girl went in and sat down on the edge of the bed and assured her. Her mother went in and assured her, we're so proud of how you are, maturely you're handling this. You can continue to pretend if you'd like about Santa if you want to. For your little brother's sake, you know, he still believes. But remember, Santa's kind of like the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. He just pretend. At this point, the little girl began to cry uncontrollably. She said, oh, no, not the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, too. She can handle Santa Claus, but not those others.
Not the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy.
Well,
oh my goodness.
We do have this. It's kind of a parallel narrative here, or story. You know, we've got the secular world teaches one thing, and the spiritual world teaches another.
Yeah.
And we need to, at some point in time, and parents have to determine this for themselves, we have to determine when we have to break certain things to our kids and tell them certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The secular world has all kinds of fairy tales. But the Christian world, Jesus Christ coming into the world, is not like Frosty the Snowman or the Elf on the Shelf.
No.
The spiritual narrative, the spiritual story, does in fact account for Timotheus, a virgin birth. Mm-hmm. Visits from angels, moving star, God taking on human flesh. We believe that. We believe that's true.
Amen.
We will continue to believe it's true. The Bible says it's true. Mm-hmm. In Luke chapter 1, Luke said, I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. Luke 1, verse 3. Simon Peter said in 2 Peter 1, verse 16, we do not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses.
Mm.
Oh, my! Mm. Mm. Eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Apostle John writes in 1 John 1, verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, people will doubt because folks find sometimes more comfort in unbelief than they do belief.
Yeah, having to face certain things.
When you have to face it, you're also accountable.
Absolutely.
By the way, do you know who the first unbeliever was in the Christmas story?
That's kind of a tricky question here. No. I never thought about that.
Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yeah, I guess.
She said, how can this be? I've never known a man.
You know why? Because she figured it out because she's a big godder.
She is a big godder.
But she wasn't maybe at that point.
At that point, she was a little godder maybe. But here's the thing I love about that. Gabriel did not chastise her.
Yeah. He understood.
So it's all right to wonder about things.
Yeah.
I referred to J.B. Phillips earlier. Your God is too small. You see, we're never going to figure Him out. It's like last week we talked about the Trinity. We're never going to figure that out, not in this world.
No.
So there's a lot of things we can't figure out because the Bible says as the high as the heavens are from the earth, so are His ways higher than your ways.
Absolutely.
Isaiah 55 and verse 9. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, if God could do all of that, Timotheus.
Yeah.
If He could design the intricacies of a DNA molecule,
mm-hmm.
If He's so omnipotent that He can set the stars in space and name them all,
mm-hmm.
Then what's impossible for God?
Nothing.
A universal flood? God can do that.
Yep.
Parting of the Red Sea? A special fish to keep a man alive for 3 days? How about a terminal disease disappearing?
Yeah.
Some of you listeners today have experienced that. You ought to be shouting right now, praising God. How about a loaf of bread that's being multiplied?
Yeah.
How about a dead person restored to life?
Amen.
My, oh my. Nothing is impossible with God. And I mean nothing. And so, the next time someone says, I don't believe the Bible, don't call at them and be mean to them. Just say, I understand.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Help them just a little bit at a time, like the cat eating the mattock.
Just one bite at a time.
Sure. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those, watch this part, who earnestly seek Him.
Big word.
So, friend, are you earnestly seeking Him? Are you really searching for Him? Is it just convenient to say you don't believe? You still have to answer for your actions in life. Let's see. We got something here now. Got a text message. Santa Claus.
You was talking about while you were reading that. You was talking just a minute ago about when somebody says they don't believe, to take it slow with them. Isn't one of the fruits of the Spirit's patience?
Yeah. Yeah.
Real patience with people.
How about
go a long
that?
Way. And I've always thought about, you know, you're gambling with your life. Now, I'm a Christian man. I believe that Jesus has rose, gone with the Father. He's going to come back and get me someday. Believe that. I believe every word in the Bible is true.
Yes.
Nobody's ever going to convince me.
All
the way through the maps. The revelations, some people call them. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that, I guess. Maybe.
Why not?
I don't know.
We're having fun here today.
We're having a good time. But if somebody's not believing, and then I say, okay, if I'm right, I've got everything to gain.
Yes, sir.
If you're right or wrong, or if they're right, I have nothing to lose.
Absolutely not.
You got nothing.
But you've lived a good life.
Absolutely.
You've lived a clean life.
Yep.
You've tried to help people.
Yep.
And they'll remember you if there's nothing out there.
If
they'll
still
remember you as being a good guy.
So if you're not a believer and you say, if you're wrong, you've got everything to lose.
Absolutely.
If I'm wrong, I ain't lost anything.
You know, Jesus told Thomas, old Didymus.
You mean Doubting Thomas?
Doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
There's a brother in our church by the name of Thomas, and I like to kid him. I call him the Doubting Thomas. And I asked him if he's got a twin. And he said, no, why would you ask me that? I said, well, the Thomas in the Bible was Thomas Didymus.
Mm-hmm.
And the word Didymus means twin.
Mm.
And so I said, I just assumed everybody named Thomas had a twin. But he assured me that he doesn't have one. And so I hope this helps the emailer about how to handle. And if we had more time, we could go on and on and on, yeah, with the fact that the Bible is true. Sure as we're sitting here, the Bible is true.
I have experienced a pastor, I'm not going to mention any names, but a pastor, and he's gone from the area now, that would tell you that the Bible had errors. And he said he was a pastor.
Yeah.
But there was things that history proved was wrong about the Bible.
Mm.
And I thought, okay.
Yeah.
So off I went.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know,
It's out there. People don't realize. I guess my point of that is, if you're in a Bible-believing church and somebody gets up and tells you these things, you're saying, there's no way. It is. It's happening today.
I know. And usually people who, especially pastors who will say that, are of a more, how shall I put this, liberal wing. And
you're being very kind.
I'm trying to be kind. It's almost Thanksgiving time next week, and I'm trying to be kind.
Are you showing some patience?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And they'll change other things, too, though.
Mm. You start changing all this stuff, what kind of foundation do you have?
When you start changing God's masculinity to femininity, you've got a problem.
Mm.
When you take out all the references to God in the Bible as He, then you have a problem. Mm-hmm. You'll change everything else that affects spiritual life when you do that. If you change God, then you feel freer then to change everything.
You know, if you have a big block wall,
yes,
and you start just going around removing blocks here and there, what will eventually happen to that block wall?
Well, I would not want to be standing close when it happened.
I wouldn't either, but it's not going to stand.
There's a homeless shelter. Got a couple of minutes. This fits, I think.
Okay.
A homeless shelter in Anchorage, Alaska. Albert Mohler was talking about this on his daily broadcast, The Briefing. And he said that the homeless shelter is being sued.
Okay.
By a transgender woman.
Are we sure it's a woman?
Now, the homeless shelter is for women only. And so this transgender woman,
mm-hmm,
I don't know about, they just said that the person said they were a woman.
Gotcha.
But he was still a man.
Oh.
And he sued, mm-hmm, in order to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
And he came there the day before that they finally rejected him, and he was unruly, and they called a taxi for him and helped him on his way. He came back and still causing trouble. And so they wouldn't let him stay. So what you've got, this is our culture.
Yeah.
This is what's going on with the LGBT. That's the T, transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Transgenderism is diametrically opposed to the divine order of creation.
Yep.
God made you a certain way, Timotheus.
Mm-hmm.
He made man and he made woman. He made his creation male and female. There's no in between there.
Yeah.
So, but that's being changed.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country that's being changed. And even in some churches. I see our time's about come and gone.
I want to say one little thing here,
real quick.
Just come to my mind. If you take a 3 or 4 year old child and you go get a puppy dog.
Yeah.
And you ask the puppy dog, is that puppy dog a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
That child can tell you.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'll just leave that there for you.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What if baseball ceased to be played? For 1,000 years, it wasn't played.
Hmm.
And a fellow was out in the field one day, digging around, kicking around, and kicked up a book, said the rules of baseball.
Yeah.
had everything you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Could he, with that book, reinstate the game of baseball?
Absolutely.
And so it is with the Bible.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Great analogy. That's going to do it for us today at God's Point of View. Thank you for joining us today. We'd like to invite you to services at the church. Of course, the church is located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. Sunday school gets underway Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And again, we will not be live next week due to Thanksgiving, so we want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving, and may the Lord bless you. Thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.